T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Daryl Ryder, Browns beat reporter, in this report with Daryl is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Hi, Daryl.
We're doing all right, man. We're doing good. Okay.
Katie Daryl's coming Najat in hot. Daryl's coming in hot there.
Yeah, he's a little hot. A little hot.
A little hot.
Katie Najat, did she straighten out the guys today? Did she get them on track?
Yeah. She was out there today, which was nice. Got to address the team. After practice, the Browns sent us some photos, and there was a great picture of Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, you know, with the look of astonishment on his face as he held up her gold medal. So nice of the Browns to have her out today.
All right, Daryl. Odell is going to play this Sunday. It was officially confirmed by Kevin Stefanski. I am not buying any kind of pitch count. I think he's going to be out there. They could say pitch count all they want. If he's healthy and looking good and playing well, he's going to be out there, especially with Jarvis out. What do you agree or disagree?
I think that he will be on a limited pitch count, but I do agree with your premise that if he's available to play, he's going to get the full complement of the game plan that they drew up for him this week. He's off the injury report, expected to play. Kevin Stefanski said so. After practice, also he was a full participant all 3 days in practice. That was a first. Of course, he was limited up until this week in some capacity in practice, as they were very cautious with his return. But I think that they've got a package of plays for him. How many there are, I can't tell you, but I'm sure that they have a significant amount of plays for him, and the expectation is that he will be on the field for those plays.
Daryl, Bull thinks that OBJ is going to have a monster game. Adam, what did you say your stats were again? I forget.
I can't remember how many catches. I can't remember if I said 5 or 7, but 97 yards and a touchdown.
Is that crazy to think he could have that in his first game back, Daryl?
No, especially with Jarvis Landry being down now. They're going to need somebody to step up. Mm-hmm. And fill in for Landry's production. I mean, Jarvis Landry, let's be honest about it, he is the most reliable receiver that the Browns have. When they need a play made, who do they throw the football to? 80 every
right.
time. So
every time.
So no, I don't think that Bull's thought process or expectation that Landry's going to, or I should say that Beckham's going to go out and catch for close to 100 yards and catch a touchdown pass. I don't think that that's unreasonable by any stretch of the imagination.
All right, Daryl, let's look at the some of the other injuries. Sione Takitaki is out for the game as well.
Yep.
Not that he's a great player, but they are thin. That's three linebackers that you thought would be part of the mix that are not playing at least this week. So what are we looking at linebacker right now?
Yeah, I mean, they are a little thin there. Not having him available hurts them a little bit, but I thought Myles Garrett kind of made somewhat of a fair point today when he was talking about, you know, guys needing to, you know, make the plays when they're there for them to do so. But, you know, Mac Wilson's going to have to really step up. Malcolm Smith will have to step up. I think maybe we'll see a little more JOK this week. Joe Woods continues to talk about bringing him along, not putting too much on his plate. Well, I think the circumstances dictate that I think JOK's plate needs to start filling up here, right? And need to see a little more of him. So The good news, too, Tony Fields appears like he's going to be available to play, too. But, yeah, I mean, they're down two important linebackers, at least from, you know, my standpoint, when you talk about Walker and, you know, Taki not being available.
Darryl, I got to say, I've got a big problem with what Miles said today. If I was another teammate of Myles Garrett in that defensive room, for him to say that I'm getting double teamed and my teammates need to make plays or make better plays, that to me would piss me off. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I would not like how that would go over in the locker room. I know some people say it's no big deal, but I kind of think it is a deal. I mean, Myles Garrett, I know you're getting double teamed at times, but still every top defender, Khalil Mack's going to get double teamed this week. You think he's not going to make some plays? Like, Myles Garrett, make some plays, dude.
Yeah, he was fairly candid in his responses to questions that we were asking him today.
Yeah, he was honest. I'll give him that, but I mean, it's
he gets an A for honesty. But yeah, no, I understand your point. I mean, he hinted that he did later couch it by saying we do have a lot of new faces, and Joe Woods is trying to figure out or has to figure out how to use all these new faces and their skill sets and what they do well and put them in positions to make those plays. So I don't think he intended to come off as frustrated as it did come off. But I mean, I picked up on it right away. I tweeted a video of it. In fact, I'm writing an article about it. He said he was asked about the third down problems, which you're giving up over 60% on third down. You got a problem. I'm sorry. I don't care how many games into the season we are, whether it's 1, 2, or 10, if you're giving up 60%, you're not doing a good job on third down. And he said today it's not a fire yet. But yeah, I mean, I think that was the first glimpse into maybe some of the behind the scenes frustration. A lot of conversation this week, Dustin, was about the rush and the pass coverage. It just hasn't lined up, right? They're either getting a rush and no pass coverage, or they're getting the pass coverage and not enough rush. And they haven't gotten that together. Right. And I think that that's not only a responsibility of the players, but it's also the responsibility of Joe Woods, to, again, have everyone on the same page. And then, of course, the players got to go out there and execute what Woods is calling.
All right, Darryl, let's talk about the other injuries. Obviously, Jedrick Wills got a limited practice today. So did J.C. Treader. Although Treader didn't practice at all the last 2 days, limited today, or whatever, we know he's fine. He'll be fine.
He's on the Joe Thomas retirement plan.
But Wills getting into – last week he didn't practice at all. At least he got a limited practice in today. I know Conklin and Betonio have been a little limited in practice as well. How's the offensive line shaping up?
Yeah, I think all those guys are going to play. I asked Wills, because my concern, I think we had this conversation, my concern with Wills' ankle is that it is going to be problematic throughout the season, right? It's just going to linger and linger and linger because he's gutting it out and trying to play on the thing. I asked Kevin Stefanski if there's concern that that's going to be the case, and Stefanski flat out said no. I asked Wills about it today, and he said, I hope not. It's feeling better. It's something he feels like he can play through. So I expect the starting offensive line to be on the field Sunday afternoon, and hopefully Wills is able to play the full four quarters. Of course, he left midway through that third quarter.
All right, Darryl, give us your prediction for the game.
I've got the Browns winning it. I'm going to go Browns 31 and the Bears 24.
So no cover.
I learned my lesson last week.
It would be a push. Isn't it 7? Is it 7 or 7.5?
I thought 7.5, dude. If it's 7, that's a big move.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going 31-24. Okay. I'm not responsible for any wagers that get placed.
Definitely not. All right, Darryl. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the game.
All right. Have a great weekend, guys.
See you,
enjoy
Darryl.
The game Sunday.
There
right,
you
buddy.
Go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.